Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Monday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're looking at some scripture found in the book of James, chapter number 4. This morning we begin in verse number 7. And we'll read verse 7 and 8. The Bible says, "Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you." Verse number 8 says, "Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh unto you," or draw nigh to you, rather. Can I say this morning, and this is where our text is taken, verse 8, "Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you." That's my thought for the week, drawing nigh to God. And you know, in this passage, in these series of verses, verse 7, 8, 9, and 10, there's a list of things that are necessary, and if you will, almost step-by-step instructions, how to draw nigh to God. You don't hear too many people talking about that in this day or this hour. You hear a lot of people talking about, how to, as I call it, get God over a barrel so that he has to answer your prayers. You see books and, self-help studies about how to, to better yourself and to be all that you can be. But you don't see a whole lot today of people concerned about drawing nigh to God. Because the truth is, to draw nigh to God requires commitment. And that's my first thought today. Drawing nigh to God requires commitment. The Bible says, "Submit yourself." Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Understand that submitting ourselves is not something that comes very easy to the human race, to our fallen nature, nor does it come naturally, and it certainly doesn't come easily. And yet the Bible teaches that it is a prerequisite that we submit ourselves, therefore, to God. And then the scripture goes on with the next sentence in the same verse, "Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." You know, I have heard people rebuke the devil by name. You know, that scares me, because the Bible teaches that even Michael the archangel didn't do that, but he said, "The Lord rebuke thee." You see, what I find is every time that rather than and granted, we're no match for the devil, but at the same time, we're not to run. You see, the Bible says he'll flee from us. Resist the devil, he'll flee from you. In other words, you stand your ground. There's no place in the armor of God in Ephesians. There's nothing on the backside of an individual. You never turn and run. Everything's offensive. None of it is defensive to cover the backside. So we ought never to catch ourselves or find ourselves in full retreat. But the same thing at the same time is we also are no match for the devil. So the way we resist the devil and he flees from us is when we submit ourselves to God. Again and again, we find in Moses' life that when he would come before, the children of Israel would come up against him and all these things would happen that were bigger than he was, he would fall on his face. And by doing so, it basically was saying, Lord, it's bigger than I am. Lord, you handle it. And by the way, God always did. And can I say to you today, submitting ourselves, this obedience that I'm talking about here, this commitment, that's how you draw nigh to God. Proverbs 8:17 says, "I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me." Now the word "early" here has the idea of early in the morning, but also has the idea of priority and diligently. It takes a lot of effort to get up early and seek God, and that's what we're talking about. I'm talking about a commitment. And if anyone who wants, you can be as close to God as you want to be. The problem is we don't want to be. "Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." The word "submit" has the idea of obedience. If we will bring ourselves into a place of submission with God Almighty, and we will seek him early, seek him diligently. The scripture says, "You shall find me. Those that seek me early shall find me." And that's a promise from the scripture, from the Word of God. Father, help us, I pray today, to be found faithful. Help us, I pray, to commit ourselves to the mighty hand of God. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.